This is Apollo Control at 30 hours, 52 minutes. It'll probably be on the order of 2 to 2.5 hours from now before the flight dynamics officer has sufficient tracking data to confirm that the mid-course correction had the desired effect, that being to lower the point of closest approach to the moon from the value that we had prior to the maneuver of 117 nautical miles down to the desired altitude of 71, and also to place the spacecraft arrival time at the desired flight plan time. The preliminary numbers, however, did appear to be normal, and we'll be confirming that with tracking data. At the present time, the crew is beginning preparations for entering the lunar module. This for the second time. And at present, they are venting the tunnel, the docking tunnel between the LEM and the command module, so that they have a differential pressure of about 2.7 pounds per square inch between the tunnel and the command module. The command module cabin pressure somewhere around 5 to 5.5 pounds per square inch. This venting is being done to remove as much of the atmosphere from the LEM as possible within a reasonable amount of time. The first time that we went into the lunar module last night, the atmosphere in the command module still contains a small percentage of nitrogen. Of course, at launch, we're launching with 60% oxygen, 40% nitrogen, and this is gradually replaced with pure oxygen in the command module. By going into the lunar module earlier than normal, the amount of nitrogen that's allowed into the lunar module is greater than normal. Therefore, in order to have the oxygen content in the LEM as close to pure oxygen as possible, we are venting the lunar module down. The cabin will then be pumped up again prior to ingress with pure oxygen. And using this procedure, we remove as much of the nitrogen as possible from the lunar module cabin. The estimate on this venting procedure was that it would require about 1.5 hours. And we don't expect this to have any effect on the flight plan schedule for the crews entering the lunar module. This should occur as it is planned in the flight plan. At the present time, Apollo 16 is 120,000 nautical miles from Earth, and the spacecraft velocity is down now to 4,486 feet per second.
Would you verify H2 tanks 1 and 2 heaters off and H2 tank 3 fan auto?
We got tanks 1 and 2 heaters in auto and fan 3 in auto. We'll turn H2 heaters 1 and 2 off.
Roger, thank you.